part of the puzzle of blood cancer may have been solved. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Tennant, senior lecturer in metabolic biochemistry at the University of Birmingham, delves into our bone marrow to find out how to treat this disease.
Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer located in the bone marrow. It affects mainly elderly patients, and although treatments are successful in temporarily slowing down the disease, they are not curative. It has become clear recently that cases of myeloma are preceded by a mostly symptomless benign disease also located in the bone marrow, called monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, or MGUS. What we don't understand about this disease is how the bone marrow changes when patients develop MGUS, and then what additional changes are needed for it to progress to multiple myeloma. We focused our research on a cell type which forms a part of the connective tissue of the marrow and is required in healthy conditions for blood cell development and maintenance of the bone. We found that the molecular profile of these connective tissue cells in patients with both MGUS and myeloma were different from the healthy marrow, but interestingly very similar to each other. This information tells us that when patients develop MGUS, the connective tissue cells change their molecular profile, and this change is probably sufficient to allow the connective tissue cells to support the cancer cells, which permit them to survive anti-cancer treatments more easily. Our results suggest something else as well, that the signal for MGUS to become cancerous may come from another part of the marrow. This is the next stage for our research, to find out what this signal is and where it comes from. However, for now, our research adds an important piece to the jigsaw puzzle of this cancer, which we hope will allow us to develop new treatments for multiple myeloma.
That was Daniel Tennant of the University of Birmingham. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.